The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
You made it this far. It is the 6 o'clock hour with Roman Harper here hosting the Paul Feinbaum Show. And I just got to be honest with the viewers. That Paul Call Paul remix version slaps straight up. I can't get enough of it. So bringing on, without any more wait, our next guest, Jason Marshall, cornerback of the Florida Gators. How you doing today, my man? I already got you to take your shoe off, so I already seen that. I know you got on clean socks. How you doing? What have you guys been up to? I see you're probably working out. What are you guys doing at the campus right now?
Well, first off, I'm doing good. Right now, you know, we just getting workouts in, getting stronger, faster, and then we started spring ball not too long ago. Just a couple days ago, we had spring practice number 4. So. Okay.
Pads. Pads, right? We're breaking out the pads now. We ready for this. Mm-hmm. All right, so I want to talk about this. You're from Miami. Give me 2 spots that I must go to eat in Miami, and then 2 spots in Gainesville, because we'll be there this year, where I got to go to.
To answer that question, I wouldn't know, because I don't eat out like that. You know, my family's big on cooking.
Crazy.
But coming up here, I would say Chick-fil-A. You could go there anywhere. You know, that's probably one of my favorite fast food places to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Chick-fil-A, you can go there anytime except on Sundays. So, right. What do you do on Sundays? Do you cook? Are you a cooker?
A little bit.
What's your best dish? What do you make, Jason? Tell me this. Oh, I'll get into football in a second, but I wanna peel some layers off of this onion called Jason Marshall.
I could make some spaghetti, some good spaghetti.
That's a tough dish. That's not easy to do, but I mean, I like it. What do you do? What is your specialty to make your spaghetti better than mine?
I make it, you know, just like the norm, like everybody else would.
No, man.
It just probably tastes better.
Yeah, okay. I get it. So last year you led the team in pass breakups. What do you think the difference was last year for you? That was your best year statistically as far as PBUs go. The season didn't go as great as you guys wanted to, but for you specifically, what do you take from the success you had last year and bring it into confidence this year, going into this year, you know, probably your final season?
That's a good question. You know, I do like to build off of last year and the PBUs and hopefully turn those PBUs into picks, you know. Yep. That'll be the biggest thing.
Yeah, and so I would say this, and this is just as a former DB. I think it's and most people do not understand this, but when I say this to you, and as you can see me, you'll probably just agree with me. It takes a lot of confidence, and not so much as ability, but to go from one hand to knock the ball down to a second hand to catch it. And so it's right. Got to come with confidence, eye discipline, and technique. So how are you trying to improve on those things on a day-to-day basis, and what is pushing Jason Marshall going forward?
You know, just getting on the jugs, working on my catching skills. Mm-hmm. And then we also brought in Coach Harris. So, you know, he's doing a good job on, you know, coaching us. And, you know, like I said, those pass breakups, they turn it into picks.
Yes, they do. And you got to overpopulate the ball as well. Can we talk about your defensive coordinator for a second, Austin Armstrong? Mm-hmm. What has he added to your game, whether it's helping you out the little small communication things, eye discipline? How has he really helped you, mold you into be a better player? And also some of the things that you guys are doing schematically that you're probably starting to see, like, okay, we're turning the corner in this direction.
I would just say his aggressiveness, you know, his aggressive play calling. Mm-hmm. Like you said, he wants everybody to run to the ball, populate the ball, and he's a young guy, so he brings a lot of energy to the defense.
So when you say energy, I mean, is he like a chest bump guy? Is he a fist bump guy? Like, or is he just a rah-rah, hit you on the helmet? I hated guys that hit the helmet. I'm like, dude, don't hit my helmet. But what is Coach Armstrong for you? And then what do you enjoy? What's your celebration or go-to?
He is a chest bump guy. I remember one play, I think it was against Florida State. he came in with a chest bump. He jumped high as me, so I was kind of surprised by that.
But did you go down? I think that's the other thing. Did you go down? Or did you land? Did you land it?
Uh huh. Right, I did.
You went down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the worst. When they just bring way more momentum than you do. I agree with you. That's the worst. All right. Let's talk about a couple of your teammates right here. Graham Mertz had one of his better years since entering in college football. I know he's been around the block. But let's talk about his leadership, what he brings to this team. And also, when you go against him or when you look at him like, man, I should maybe start to implement some of those things into my game. What are those things and what does Graham Mertz mean to this team?
He means a lot. You know, to start off, he is, you know, the leader of this team. That's for any quarterback on any team. And going against him in practice every day, you know, it makes me better and it makes him better. You know, he do throw a lot of good balls, so it's hard for me to get to some of them. And, we talk smack to each other. And at the end of the day, you know, we both just getting better. He helping my game, I'm helping his game, so.
Well, Jason, the reason why he's throwing so many great balls is because he's not getting hit at practice. We all know that. That's the advantage. That's the advantage. That's why I'm a DB, bro. This is going to be the best interview ever because we on the same page. All right, so let's talk about Eugene Wilson III. I thought this kid really came on to himself. How is the competition going at practice with him? Are you guys like, every time one-on-ones, it's me and you, and then we're going to get this thing kicked off, and then that builds up and ratchets up the competition level for everybody else? Or how does it go? Or is it somebody else out there that you love to compete with just as much?
All our receivers, you know, they're high competitive. But speaking on him, he's probably one of the toughest receivers I had to guard, and I'm glad he's on my team. You know, I don't have to go against him on a Saturday and, you know, where he exposed me. Not saying that it would happen, but...
I know, I get it. I mean, he is silky smooth. That's why I brought him up. Trust me, the kid jumps out on tape, especially as a true freshman last year. He really did some things that really that you just don't see most true freshmen doing from an earlier age. All right, let's go to your head coach here, Coach Billy Napier. People are going to say it's a, you know, hot seat. They're going to say it's pressure to win. It's all these other things. You can talk about the outside noise all day long. It really comes down to the people in your locker room. Why do you guys love and appreciate Billy Napier so much, and why is he perfect for this situation for the University of Florida right now?
It's just the things that he did. You know, he changed this program around from what it was before, and
I agree.
I can, you know, say that he has changed the program in many different ways. He brought in great players. All the players get along, and you know, he's big on team bonding and things like that. So just the way he changed the program around.
Yeah, I'm a big Billy Napier fan. It's been really, really intriguing to see. I mean, it's hard when you always be compared to Georgia. But talking about Georgia, who is your favorite rivalry since you've been at the University of Florida?
I would say Georgia. That's, you know, probably the biggest rivalry. It's a lot of history between the, you know, Georgia and Florida. Well, Florida-Georgia game, I should say. it's a lot of rivalry in there, and, you know, that's probably one of the biggest games of our season.
So who – look, I played at Alabama. Everybody thinks I'm just going to hate Auburn, but I got a lot of friends that went to Auburn, and, you know, I hung out there a little bit. I hated Tennessee more. For you, which one do you dislike? I don't want to use the word hate on TV. It's a strong word. Which one do you dislike more, Florida State or Georgia?
Florida State.
That's what I figured.
Florida State. By far, Florida State.
Now, why is that? Why do you dislike Florida State more, even though you appreciate the rivalry of Georgia, but you hate Florida State more?
You know, just because we battling for, you know, who's the best team in Florida.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it's all about the state pride and you being from Florida, a product of your state. Did you grow up a Miami fan, being from
that area?
Decide to go to Florida. Were your friends mad? How did your family react? I think all these things matter growing up in a household where you're a Hurricane fan and all of a sudden you decide to put on the orange and blue.
You know, coming to Florida was probably the best decision. My family was with it too. It's not that far from home. And you know, just to get away from Miami, like that area, you know, I didn't, you know, want to be stuck up in Miami, you know, for these 4 years that I've been in college. So Gainesville was the best fit.
Well, Jason, man, I appreciate it, man. I can't wait, man. Hopefully we come in town. I don't know if we're going to go to Chick-fil-A, but you can definitely give me some of that spaghetti, bro. Appreciate it, man. Good luck to you guys this year, man. I'm really looking forward to the season for you personally and also for the Florida Gators and their lovely fans. So thank you so much, Jason, for joining the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Okay, thank you for having me. Thank
man,
you.
No doubt, man. Great job. Hey, and look, Jason's going to be a great cornerback in this conference going forward, and they even have a bigger future for that, man. Next up, hey, we got 40-something minutes left, and it's all your calls, baby. So you're not calling Paul, you ain't calling Saul, you're calling Roman today on the Paul Feinbaum Show.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. Great job today having Coach Mike Elko on there, man. He's awesome. Can't wait to see all the success that he's going to have at Texas A&M. All right, next caller. Let's try and get through it. Adam from Jeffersonville, Kentucky. I can only imagine what you're going to talk about. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the Calipari thing. Look, what happened last week in the tournament was frustrating. Everyone I talked to thought this was the year that we had the talent who was going to win the national championship or even win the SEC title. But due to what happened last week, it didn't happen. And now everybody, including myself, got mad at Calipari because we won. Because some of us think it's time to leave, him to step down and leave. And others think he shouldn't leave. But here's the thing. The main thing, the problem with this, and this is just me saying this, because he says that he doesn't care about winning the SEC tournament. That's the main thing that bothers me, because in Kentucky basketball, we care about dominating the SEC, and we care about winning the championship and everything else. And I'm just like, if you don't want to do that, why continue going for the NBA, putting all these guys? And not develop the players like Shepherd and Dillingham and all those guys. Like, when you look at Mark Stoops as a football, because I'm a football fan too, they have a chance to do something. The Stoops try and make the football team bigger, like try and compete to what Alabama is now or Georgia is now. That's just my honest opinion about that.
Well, Adam, I look, man, honestly, I'm just here to listen to all the opinions of Kentucky right now. I don't like kicking people when they're down. I don't want to pile on. I think it's a lot of raw emotions. And so often we're such emotional about the things that are happening just right now. First and foremost, Adam, thanks for your call as well. But you got to be able to control it. Look, Calipari's been great at Kentucky for a very long time, and you have not gotten the results at the end of the year that you have wanted. I don't know if it's time to move on. It is very emotional times, though, and this is what happens during tournament time. But we're going to continue to listen to it. I can't wait. I want more of it, too, so it's all entertainment to me. All right, next we're going to go with Dominic from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing? Just kidding, Roman. I see you on TV.
I was like, man, okay, you got me. Okay, I like this one already. How you doing, Dom?
Good. And what did you think about that Bama game last night?
You know what? I didn't even get to watch the whole thing because I was traveling back from Alabama. But at the end of the day, I'm happy that we won in a different way than I expected to, which was just shooting. But they played good defense, well, good enough defense, and made enough shots.
Yeah. They really were real physical, and Steer started heating up. And also, did you see his mom dancing and shooting her free throws with Mark? I thought that was awesome.
I think Mark Spears' mom is going to be one of those people that always stands out. We have Sister Jean from Chicago Loyola. Like, you always have this one parent or one somebody that stands out every year from the tournament. If Alabama continues to win, Miss Sears, you're going to be that lady.
Yeah, and how are you feeling about the Tide on Thursday? I think the Tide will get it done. What do you think?
You know what? Dom, it's going to be tough, man. UNC is a blue blood for a reason. They have been in this moment. This group of guys that are there right now, majority of those guys were on this team when they won a championship a couple years ago in New Orleans. So not in New Orleans, I apologize, but the year before that, or the year after that, I apologize. So this is a really good team, and it's going to be really interesting to see how they continue to advance, what they do going forward. But I'm going to go with the Tide. As my man Roll Tide Willie would say, Dom, I don't care about nothing but the Tide. So I'm with you, Dom. We're going to try and go get this dub, and I appreciate you calling me, man. Keep calling in. Paul will be back tomorrow. Give him a little bit of heck, too. So good job, Dom. Thank you, brother.
All right, one last thing, Roman.
All right, what you got for me?
Have you ever listened to any old-school Biggie Smalls songs?
No. Oh, old-school Biggie
really?
Smalls songs. Yes, I have, of course.
Well, one of my favorites I've heard on the radio is Going Back to Cali, and that's where the Tide's headed. Back to Cali, and hopefully with the W. Roll damn Tide, Roman. See you later, buddy.
See you later, baby. I love it. Keep bringing that energy. I don't know if he could cuss, but hey, it's fine with me, baby. I ain't your daddy. All right, who's our next caller? Peanut Tillman, my boy. I'm bringing you on. What's good, boss?
I don't give a piss about nothing but the University of Louisiana Lafayette Ranger Cajuns. Thank you very much.
You know, I figured you would say something like that. How are you doing, my man? First and foremost, this is Charles Peanut Tillman. I would like to know a question for you, and that is the Chicago Bears have the number one overall pick via the Carolina Panthers
this
year. And I'm hearing everybody on the word is saying that Caleb Williams is that guy. I have zero questions about Caleb Williams, the player, on the field. All the questions and concerns may be from his group or his whatever his team is that's releasing some of these things. I don't know what it is, or they're trying to scare people off. What is your opinion on Caleb Williams?
I like him. I like his arm. I like the swag that he has on the field. I don't see him having any problems in Chicago on the field. I am in agreement with you as well. Caleb Williams hasn't said anything. It's just the people in his camp.
Yes.
Now, strategically, they do that purposely so that if people say things, they say bad things about the PR person, his manager, his trainer, or excuse me, his agent. It keeps him clean. I don't know. One of our corners, Jalen Johnson, said something the other day. It's like, yo, man, when you come into the building, hey, just humble yourself, come with open arms, ready to learn, ready to play. You come to the building with a bunch of veterans and guys that have played at a high level for a very long time. Just humble yourself and really just be a part of the team. And if you do those things, Chicago will love you. You will be on scholarship the rest of your life.
Now, Peanut, we all know the story of the Chicago Bears. They've only had historically one great quarterback for real that everybody counts on. That's Jim McMahon. We're not going to talk about it. We're going to move on. I want to know about the NFL rule and this hip drop tackle that has just come out and was announced today, ruled illegal move. And because I've gotten questions about it, and I don't have all the answers. Besides, I get mad. Go ahead.
I really want to know. First off, I want to be on the competition committee. Secondly, the game is already hard on defensive players. And you mean to tell me I got NFL running backs running full speed, about 240, 250.
Yes.
And now I got to worry about how I have to tackle that person when I come through the hole or as I come and do my run fit. Like, I feel like it's too much. There's too much pressure on defensive players to make the play. They play offensive players a lot of money, too. They can make plays. They can try not to hurt us. I just think there's too much emphasis on defensive players with all the rules that they've created. And I heard there's, like, data and all this that show it. I don't know. I don't think that the rule is fair, personally, at this point right now. But we'll see. We'll see. I don't know, man. Rome, it's a different era, baby, when you and I played. It's not the same NFL.
You're totally correct. I was going to say, how are we supposed to tackle a Derrick Henry, knowing full well he's
know.
About to stiff arm
I don't know.
I just
don't know.
Diving, just try to get
and
a
you're not
out.
Supposed to. Yeah, and you're not supposed to lean back when you tackle him. I thought tackling was get him down by any means necessary.
Any means necessary.
Minus the horse collar. Minus the horse collar. But I just, man, 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
And like, you could possibly get fined.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with it. I want to know, I wish I could have been in the meeting and just maybe possibly have asked some questions with the people and personnel on the competition committee. I'm not biased because I play defense. I'm all about protecting this game. I hate seeing our fellow brethren who are injured and have lifelong injuries after the game. If we could mitigate and stop some of these injuries from occurring, by all means, I'm for it. I do think, however, it's a contact sport. You're going to have injuries. You can't limit every injury out there. And I kind of feel like that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to keep everybody safe on offense.
Yeah, on offense. I'm glad you said
that. We're trying to keep everybody safe on offense. Don't nobody care about defensive players. It's not – at least that's what I'm looking at right now. I don't think that the – it's just I don't feel the love defensively. I need to feel a little bit more love on this defensive side. And you could ask any other defensive player – I guarantee you they say the same thing with the way we're tackling, the way we can't tackle the quarterback, we can't fall on the quarterback. You mean to tell me Derrick Henry can slap me in the face? He can punch me in my face, slap me open hand, slap to the face. But the minute I touch his face mask, that's a first down. That's a penalty. That's a personal foul. Like, what sense does that make? Who we look like, Boo Boo the Fool, make it make sense to me. The math ain't math in Rome. Make it make sense to me.
Peanut, you already know how I feel about this, man. I appreciate it. I got to get to a break. But I want everybody out there that's listening to tune in to me and my man Peanut Tillman. We have a podcast. Wherever you listen to your podcast, whether it's iHeart, Apple Radio, wherever you do, check it out. It's NFL Players Second Acts Podcast. Peanut Tillman, you are correct. The defense is at a disadvantage. We'll take more of your calls when we come back.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
All right, the 2024 caller bracket voting starts tomorrow. Can't wait. And our next caller is the defending 2023 Paul Feinbaum caller champion. And that caller is none other than my man, Cat Daddy. Welcome in, champ. How you doing today?
Roman, thank you so much for a great introduction. That was really nice of you. I'm just kind of overwhelmed. I didn't expect to hear that because I was basically calling on that question about the NFL and that new rule they got.
Yes.
Do you think it'll be another 5 years before the NFL puts flags on the players?
No, the flag football will be an Olympic sport, though, in the next Summer Olympics. So I don't think the NFL is going to have to do that. They're already doing enough of those things. I do know that the NFL is definitely promoting earlier age flag football for other youth players because they understand that a lot of moms and a lot of fathers and a lot of aunts and uncles all are saying that, oh, football, the health reasons, this, that, and the other. So they're trying to be meticulous about how they're going about their business and continue to want to grow the game. And they don't want to depend on Travis Kelce just dating Taylor Swift to get the numbers up. They need to do it in their own way as well. So that is what they're looking at, Cat Daddy, man. But you know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at this Feinbaum 2024 caller bracket where you're the returning champion. You're a 5 seed. And I think the disrespect is out. I think you're a sleeper again, and maybe you can be the first. Are you? I don't know if you're the first or second repeat. We've never had a repeat champ. So this may be your time to shine. Here's the bracket right here. We got you gotta face Andre from Atlanta. So you got to dig in. We need a big game out of you, Cat Daddy.
Well, there's so many great callers out there. I mean, every one of these fellas have the passion of college football and the passion of sports, and that's what really draws me to the program because so many are like me. I mean, they have so much compassion for what they believe in, and, you know, that Roman itself is a wonderful thing. Now, here's one thing my wife, Velveeta, wanted me to ask you if you got time.
All right, go ahead.
All right. A few years back, I made a comment. You were wearing an outfit. Uh-huh. I think it was kind of purple and the red tie, whatever. A little exorbitant, according to my taste. And I said, somewhere in Kentucky, there's a horse freezing its ass off tonight because Roman's got his towel on. I won't apologize for that. Although I thought it was funny, I didn't mean nothing personal.
Well, Cat Daddy, lucky for you, I don't take nothing personally. It's all good and it's all fun. The biggest thing is we all have to be like Abraham Lincoln at times, which was way back in the day. He said, I hate that man. I must get to know him better. And we all should be just a little bit more like my man Abe Lincoln when it comes to that thing. Appreciate you, Cat Daddy. Our next caller is AJ from Pell City, who is actually in the same bracket as a 2 seed. AJ, how you doing today? Welcome to the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Well, if it isn't a substitute teacher here, Mr. Romaine Noodle. Hey, I've been keeping receipts on it, Romaine. I've been listening, Mr.
How's it going?
Harper, about all this talk about Auburn. You've been jumping all over Auburn the whole show. But I'm gonna why don't the teacher share with the Feinbaum class one thing, Mr. Harper? Tell them exactly how many times you beat Auburn.
This year, I don't believe so. Oh, myself personally.
I'm talking about your career. It was a hell of a career, but
zero.
It was no W's on Auburn.
Zero.
Anyway, I'm going to move off to that. What you got up on the chalkboard, Mr. Harper, to the 2024 SEC basketball champions are?
Oh, that is the Auburn Tigers, sir.
Exactly. But, you know, I'm going to take it easy on you.
Because
I'm gonna hop on over here to Joey over here. He done jumped out of that kangaroo pouch, drank him a couple cans of that mule piss, and then he's gonna call in here jumping on AJ. I got something for you, Joey. Obviously, you're not a good welder because you're supposed to weld that mouth shut last week, and the weld's obviously done broke. So you call suck, Joey. Your team sucks. Your call suck, and so does your welding, Joey. Now, one more question back for the teacher here, Mr. Harper. You know, you didn't get recruited by Nick Saban. You was pre-Nick Saban era. But let me ask you a question. Had you been recruited by Nick Saban, what color Dodge Charger would you have chosen? Or would you have waited a couple more years for a Mercedes? Wardown Eagle. Great show, Mr. Harper.
Hey, AJ, man, thank you so much for that. And I think you asked AJ, and I think you have received. Joey, welcome to the Fine Bomb Show. You on?
Roll Tide Roll, Roman Harper, and this ain't Joey. This is Handsome Joe.
Oh, Handsome Joe. Sorry. I couldn't read the things messed up. Sorry. It's all good. My bad.
And I got to say this about AJ. Hey, how many times has he beat Alabama? Zero. Zero. In fact, Alabama skunked them at least the last 3 years in a row. That's the reason they don't like Nick Saban. And I tell you something about Auburn. Hey, they got beat by Revenge of the Nerds Friday night. The Nerds whooped them. And I got to say this. When Alabama played Grand Canyon, I honestly thought Grand Canyon was a college, you know, online course. I didn't know they was really a scoop. I thought it was just some kind of online course, to be honest. But I got to say this, Roman. I got to give you props, man. You are the best-dressed man, not just on the Paul Feinbaum Show, but anywhere I've ever seen. You always dress to perfection.
And hey, man, I appreciate that. Thank you, man. I appreciate that, Handsome Joe. And I'll be honest with you. I understand why you are one seed in the 2024 Feinbaum caller bracket. You're bringing this type of heat consistently. That is how you move up in this world. And trust me, I'm with it. I love it. Handsome Joe, man, dude, you're killing it. And I knew Grand Canyon was a school, but you know, AJ, you're right. You didn't beat Alabama not one time. So it's interesting to see it. I like when the callers are beefing a little bit.
And I'm gonna give props to Tennessee too. You know, I'm not a big Tennessee fan, but I think they've got a good chance at this basketball tournament also. I mean,
yes,
they've got a well of a team this year. They do, and I think they're going to bring in. I predict Alabama's going to beat North Carolina myself also. The Roman Harper Jr., he's right on the money. Alabama's going to beat North Carolina, and we're going to keep going. We're going to go to the Final Four. You know, and regardless of what, we did better than the Barners did. You see what I'm saying? The Barners is nothing. They got a losing football season. They got beat by nerds in basketball, and they had to cheat in fishing. But all I'm going to say is roll tide, roll Roman. And hey, it's good to talk to you today, man. I hope you get back on this show pretty soon because you're my second best interviewer besides Paul Feinbaum. And you're right there, right with him. And maybe above him in a lot of ways. You sure dress better than he does, that's for sure. And you got a lot of insight. Very smart man.
Thank you.
You have a good evening, Roman. And hey, roll tide, roll, my brother.
Roll tide, man. Thank you, Handsome Joe, man. Oh, my gosh. I love these callers here. It just couldn't get any better than that. Everybody just keeps bringing the heat, man. All right, we're going to get us to a break here. But coming up Tuesday, which is tomorrow. Let me just act like it's not tomorrow. Zakai Ziegler, Tennessee Volunteers guard. Some of that Handsome Joe was just talking about why the Tennessee Volunteers has a chance to cut down the nets this year.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Yes, following the show right here, Carlin P. Pickens, 2023 SEC Freshman of the Year, tonight playing South Carolina in South Carolina. Can't wait to see these ladies ball. I want to see home runs, hits, all at all. Now, my job. This is the last segment we've been here. I thank you guys for all the callers, everybody tuning into the Feinbaum Show to listen to me, the hostess with the mostest, Roman Harper. But we got to clear the phone. So let's go with Will from North Carolina. Will, how you doing?
I'm all right, Roman. Who knew that taking calls from Paul Feinbaum callers was more dangerous than the NFL?
I mean, you never know when it might just pop off, brother.
Yeah. What would help Bryce Young more, Roman, with a second-round pick? A lineman, a wide receiver, should the Panthers draft Nick Saban with his second-round pick? What would help Bryce the most?
honestly, Will, thank you, man. Appreciate that call. You got to get him some weapons. I don't know. It really just depends. There's no reason for you to make up your mind before the pick is there. And the best thing for the Panthers is that you're going to have a whole night to sleep on your pick, and you get to decide that night or first thing in the morning who you're going up there and picking, because you're the first pick in the second round. You'll get to rest on Thursday. You'll see some names call off the board. You go with the best player on your board that's on the offensive side of the football, because you drafted Bryce Young to be a superstar, and the only way to make him a superstar is to get him some help. All right, who's our next one? Let's go with Fritz from Missouri. Go ahead, Fritz. You're on the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Well, hey there, Roman. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing okay. And can you hear me all right?
I hear you great. Go ahead, man. Go with your question.
Okay. That's good. Well, listen, it's an honor to talk to you. I think that as far as Missouri sports go, you've been more than fair in your coverage of us over the last several years. I really think that you saw Missouri building a program before a lot of others did. But now that I'm all these accolades I'm giving you here, I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
And I cannot find anyone to give me a straight answer, so you might be the man. At the University of Missouri, we lost our athletic director, Desiree. You're aware of that.
Yep.
Okay. She went to a program, don't have to name the name, that paid her less money, that was in financial ruin, and they won't even pay the money she owes on the buyout. And first, following that up, I've never in my 72 years here as a fan of football, and college football especially, have ever I known of a board of curators being created by a board of creators, a committee that oversees the athletic director. If you don't want the athletic director, you shouldn't have hired the person to begin with. And then, if you got information, something about that, you should fire her or he. So, we're sitting here in like a mushroom in Missouri, and no one's got the guts from rivals all the way down to make a statement on our local programming. So, I'd like to hear what you have to say about this. Because I'm fed up with feeling like a mushroom here in the great state of Missouri.
Well, thank you, Fritz. Thanks for the call. My opinion is usually when it's weird things or decisions that are made, it's usually because somebody doesn't like somebody else. And I know we only think these things happen on junior high lunchroom tables, but guess what? They happen at all levels across all boards and all walks of life. So I'm not saying she did anything wrong, but somebody just wanted to move on, or they did not like whatever she was doing. All right, Elliot from Ohio. Heard you're a regular.
Oh, my Lord. I can't believe I'm on the phone with you, Roman. This
you're
is
here.
Awesome. Hey, if the money's on the line, something really important, your house, your car, and it comes down to Bama and Purdue, you got to tell the truth. Who are you picking?
In a football game?
And NCAA playoffs, what's going on? Bama, Purdue, Alabama, Purdue. The head-to-head final.
Honestly, oh, my gosh, that's a really tough one. But because Purdue I'm not used to Purdue just continuing to punch tickets like that, and I'm not used to Alabama doing it. I'm going to have to go with the home team. I would go with Nate Oates in Alabama to continue to shoot. And then the moment that Purdue may get in some foul trouble if you attack the basket right, then you might run into some problem. How about yourself? Give me your answer. All your money,
well,
house, everything's
on the
line.
You can find all my picks on my site, thesecisoverrated.com. So I'm picking Purdue, Roman. I'm picking Purdue.
I totally understand it. I get it. Alabama has, I mean, not Alabama, the SEC did not do themselves any favor with having eight teams
in. I'm picking whiskey to beat Bama in this football game coming up. What do you think about that?
To beat who?
Wisconsin. Luke Fickle's coming in. He's going to beat Bama in the football season.
I'm a huge Fickle fan. Overall, I think he's a great head coach, and all he's done is win everywhere he's been. So thank you, Elliot, man, for joining and calling in. I'm glad. I like those two challenging questions. So Raging Cajun, last call on the way out. Go ahead, Raging Cajun.
Hey, Roman, I will not give you a roll tie, but I will give you a big old who dat, baby.
Who dat?
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.